You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started.
I'm still mad.
As well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. I don't care, Todd. So if you go to newchurches.com/Bivo, Bivo, that's our bivocational course. And if you didn't catch one of our previous episodes, Todd actually, he pulled out a bivocational song for all bivocational planters out there.
You're not making it up to me right now. I'm still upset.
What are you upset about?
I'm upset that there's a Christmas episode that I was not invited to or aware of. When did this occur?
This occurred.
Isn't even at Lifeway anymore, man.
You're right. You're right. So should next Christmas be us?
It should be, but we're going to do a New Year's Eve episode that's going to be better than the Christmas episode.
Ooh.
How about them?
We should. Why is New Year's Eve better than Christmas?
I don't know yet, but I'll figure it out and we'll make it a better show than whatever.
Can you sing your Bible song for us, please?
No.
Every time I say that, I think I'm hearing Bible. It sounds like I'm saying Bible, but
that's
I'm saying Bible.
You're Canadian.
You know what I noticed?
What?
When we talk about rural ministry,
rural,
it doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like I'm saying it right.
Because you're not.
Because there's supposed to be two R's, right? Rural. Rural. Is that how you're supposed to say it?
Yeah.
You say it.
Rural.
Rural.
Yeah. You go about 50
I don't
miles
know if that's
out of Louisville.
Pardon me?
You go about 50 miles out of Louisville.
Louisville, you'll
be in rural Kentucky.
All right. Not that this has anything to do with anything. But Aaron Shemp is the one who left the question for us, and he's in Louisiana. Is there a rural in Louisiana?
Oh, there's lots of rural there.
When I think of Louisiana, I think hot sauce. I think
swamp.
I think alligators. And I think really good music. New Orleans, right? Do you say New Orleans or New Orleans?
I say New Orleans.
All right. Well, this
Harry
has been
Connick Jr. is from there. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is.
I just talked about that last week. It came
Ed?
Up? No. Well, kind of, but not.
What?
Hey, guys. This is Aaron Shamp from Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm pastoring a church plant called Redeemer City Church down here. One of the things that we're working on is looking at 2018, our setting goals and working on the calendar. And one of the things that I'm doing is kind of reapproaching and trying to be more intentional with our metrics. And so what would you say to a church that desires to be a multiplying church, multiplying in leaders, disciples, and even future churches? What are the key metrics that kind of a church needs to be looking at? And then once you've identified those metrics, what are going to be the lead and lag measures to know that you are doing well in those metrics? So thanks for all you guys do, and I hope to hear from you.
If there's no data, it never happened.
If there's no Instagram, that never happened. What is that thing you say about data, Todd?
In God we trust. Everybody else has to bring data.
Yeah,
because I'm not trusting a hallway conversation or three emails that you got. I want to know. And so I love this question. I also love that dude already knows. He already knows lead and lag measures. He's been reading Four Disciplines of Execution, which we've talked about on previous podcasts, the difference between lead measures and lag measures. If you hit your lead measures, you'll hit your lag. So lag would be like a goal I'm setting. I want, 100 people through our discipleship framework. Mm-hmm. And then lead measures would be, okay, well, how am I going to get those people in to those? And then making sure that we have a clear scorecard, we have a cadence of accountability, all those things that are part of 40X that really help you get across the goal line. So the idea is a lot of times we set a goal out there and we don't know whether or not we're successful or going to be successful until the bitter end because we didn't have lead measures. If we have lead measures, then on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, we can kind of see how we're tracking toward that goal and how the funnel, if you will, is filling up for that goal because it may not come to fruition until the bitter end. It may be a thing like we're going to get this many people to our Festival of Lights or our, you know, singing Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And you don't know until the night of, but there's a lot of things that you can do from October, you know, through there to see, okay, how are we building up to that? Does that make sense?
Exactly. It totally does. So along that line, so Aaron Shemp, just a little bit of a background. He is one of our plus members for newchurches.com. And he came to our pipeline conference that just happened. We were able to hang out finally after tweeting one another, connecting with one another. I mean, it's cool just to be able to hang out here in Nashville. And next year, our conference theme is going to be on recruitment, right? Mm-hmm. Recruitment. Is it recruit, develop, repeat?
Yeah.
I love that.
Develop, repeat.
So what's really neat about that there, and here's a little bit of a sneak peek into that. One of the things that I'll be talking about at that conference that we're going to be talking about, because we're going to be doing a coaching day that does our pipeline day, pipeline coaching, as well as recruiting, but just it's digging deeper into the lead and lag, right? So here's an example. If you want to grow, you know, start another campus, or if you want to start another service or grow the number of leaders in your pipeline, let's say you have 3 leaders and you want to go to 4 leaders. Well, then where are you going to find those leaders? Where are you going to find that one extra leader? A lot of times we just kind of go around and we're like, oh, you know, let's talk to this person, talk to that person. But what if there is actually a system to move someone into that and measure it from a lead and lag point of view, right? So one thing that I'll encourage you to do is say, okay, you know, just take a look at your church and how many times do you have to ask, how many people do you need to ask to serve for someone to say yes? You know, typically it's 1 in 3, 1 in 4, maybe if you're a rock star, 1 in 2, but typically you'll have to ask at least 3 or 4 people to get one person to say yes. So if you want a brand new leader, right, that's the lag goal. If you want one brand new leader at the end of the month, then that means you need to have at least 4 conversations. That's your lead. So what you can control are the number of coffees you have, the number of lunches you have, the number of shoulder taps you have on Sunday. And if you have at least 4, then you know from a goal perspective that you're moving toward getting that leader.
I want to address something, Daniel.
Yes.
I want to address the cheap, lazy recruiting that goes on sometimes. Cheap and lazy recruiting would be to say, I need this spot filled. I'm going to ask so-and-so.
Who's already serving
in 2 ministry areas, but you know they'll say yes. So you ask them. That's cheap. That's lazy. That's not development. It's placement, and it's poor placement. So when you're counting your lead and lag, you need to pull out stuff like that and say, hey, yeah, lead measures is not talking to existing or getting a person to serve one more time. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is about. This is about a new person serving in God's kingdom, becoming God's workmanship. Mm-hmm. And doing what he's asking them to do.
So. Yeah, exactly. And one of the biggest things that happen the larger church gets is that the staff members, the pastor, those are the ones, you're the one that, I mean, you did recruiting from the beginning. You hold the vision, you own the vision. As the church continues to grow, what ends up happening is that is often the last thing that you pass off, if you even pass it off. Right. But when you look at churches that are implementing a leadership pipeline really well, volunteers are recruiting other volunteers.
Amen. Daniel.
Leaders are recruiting other volunteers.
Woo, bring it.
Ministry directors are recruiting other ministry directors.
The fruit of a leader is what?
the fruit that's growing on their trees. Yeah.
The fruit of a leader is another leader. The fruit of a volunteer is another volunteer.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Volunteers that recruit, develop, and deploy.
Exactly. And what happens in a lot of churches, the reason why, and we're not talking about breaking barriers, I kind of like to stay a little bit away. we'll leave that to Ed to take care of. but you know, along those lines, really, it's as you want to continue to grow the funnel, right? The blockage in your development becomes the pastor or the ministry director or the leader, because they're not passing off recruitment. And the larger your church gets, right? And I mean, how many parishioners, how many congregants do you actually know and spend time with, the larger church gets, you know, for paid staff? So that's why you need your volunteers recruiting other volunteers, people that they are shoulder to shoulder with.
Amen. I don't know what else to say with that.
Yeah. Well, that's like our thing, right? So myleadershippipeline.com. I know we have early bird rates going on for next year's conference in October in Nashville. But we also, if you're on the West Coast, we also have Pipeline West coming up in February. And we're going to be hanging out in Orange County.
Or if you just want to go to Orange County in February.
Exactly.
You could throw a rock and hit Laguna Beach. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So going back to Aaron's question here, he wants to look at 2018 and approach, really be intentional about his metrics. So yeah, we talked about recruitment on the one end, but he was wanting to be a multiplying church. So how can he get to that? Well, honestly, Aaron, I know you're working on your leadership pipeline. We've had multiple conversations on that. But what I would encourage you to do as you're moving to being a multiplying church is really flesh out what the lead and lag measures are in regards to recruitment. Right. So Todd, when a church comes to you and they're like, hey, we want to start another campus in 1 year, right? What do you typically say when it relates to the number of volunteers that they need at each of the levels and, you know, in certain particular ministries? Because it's different for every ministry area.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about quite often, and so I promise I'm gonna say something new, but we have talked about we've talked about how you need to know where your leaders, who your current leaders are, and where they're serving, because you may be great in preschool, but you don't have any volunteers in your student ministry or kids ministry or something like that. Or you may be great in greeters and not your kids ministry. So you need to take a good stock account of who you currently have. Then you need to create a plan to make sure that you're ramping up. So you want to recruit specific people. You want to make asks of specific people. So it may be that, you know, you're asking an existing leader to go out and serve, but you don't want to decimate the ministry that they're coming out of. So that person needs to replace themselves, reproduce themselves, I should say, not replace. It's a dirty word, Daniel. Reproduce themselves would be much better. And so with that, you know, there's a transition that takes place. So, you know, we talk about that as well. The handoff, the healthy transition from one leader to another. Because when you think transition, think transformation. It can't just be a transfer of responsibility, because that's transactional. It needs to be a full transfer of not only responsibility, but also knowledge, also experience, and also coaching, so that person really understands the new role and they are then equipped to do that same thing with another volunteer or another leader that's been modeled for them. And they're now also fully competent to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly. Well, thanks again for listening into our podcast, to just being a faithful listener with us here on the New Churches podcast. I mean, we recently went over 500,000 downloads. It is such a blessing and honor that you choose to listen and engage with us. So, hey, here, let's do something special. Christmas is coming up, and I know you're sad, Todd, for not being on the Christmas episode, but the first five people...
I'm not sad. I'm bitter.
Here's the difference. So here we go. The first five people to tweet out to Todd and I or to the New Churches account, but let's use the hashtag better than Ed.
Oh, that's brutal. We can't do that.
Yeah, better than Ed. Better than Ed. And we'll send you some swag, some Christmas swag.
Better than Ed.
Wow. Okay, what's a better hashtag? Twitter's your domain.
I know. It would probably be something about New Year's. Or, I don't know.
Todd is a better singer than Ed. You now have like 280 characters. There we go. Hashtag better than Ed. Right? And let's remember English, it's a T-H-A-N, not an E-N. Or hashtag Todd is a better singer than Ed. And please, 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 please mention Todd and Ed in that, because this is going to be awesome.
Exchange.
And we're going to send you some good swag.
He's texting me over the weekend, by the way, asking me questions. So
we're going to send you some good swag.
It's going to be interesting when that happens.